Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Somebody shout it. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is good. His mercy endures for how long?
Forever.
Forever and ever. Well, I really honor the Lord for the privilege of being here. It's honor. And I want to thank God and thank also my friend, Pastor Bill, and Pastor Valera. I want to thank the leadership of this ministry. I want to believe that the Lord has something greater for each and every one of us. Thank you. The praise team was something else. You sent me to heaven and brought me back here. You know, you didn't let me stay there because that would have been a disaster. That was really good. I enjoyed every bit of the song. And thank you very much indeed. Pastor did mention, I just brought 5 of my books. And this one is titled, Faith, the Currency of Heaven. It's a very good one. And only 5 of them. I will be happy if you really want to take a look at it. You can pick one and pay whatever you want. If you want to pay up to $1,000, why are you laughing? Anyway, that's all about it. As I traveled, I have copies of them, few of them, and I don't carry a whole lot. But this time around, I brought 5 for the church here. So that's all I want to say. But it's a very, very good one. Amen?
Amen.
Now, I had to read from the Old Testament, and then I'll get back to New Testament. We have to have 2 openings. The first reading will be from the book of 1 Kings, chapter 18. 1 Kings 18. I read 41 down to 46. Remember, I have no new message to preach. One of the problems of preachers is attempting to preach what nobody had ever preached. Any preacher that tries to do that will always go wrong. Every message you can preach has been preached by somebody else. As a matter of fact, right now that I'm reading this, there might be about 1,000 churches in the whole world reading the same place. And there are things that the Lord has told me that I may think is personal to me. But by the time you start hearing the testimonies of other people, you will discover that when he told you that, there might be about 1,000,000 people that had it. And are making use of the same thing. So, 1 Kings 18, reading from verse 41. And Elijah said unto Ahab, get thee up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of the camel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees. And he said to his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again 7 times. And it came to pass at the 7th time that he said, behold, there ariseth a little cloud out of the sea like a man's hand. And he said, go up, say unto Ahab, prepare thy chariot and get thee down, that the rain stop thee not. Now, let's turn to the New Testament. Mark chapter 5. The book of Mark chapter 5. I'm going to be reading from verse 25. Are you there? If you are there, say, I'm there. If you are not there, say, wait for me. Okay. From verse 25. And a certain woman, which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. That's good. Hallelujah. Now, I want you to take note of a couple of verses. 1 Kings 18:43. And Elijah said unto his servant, go up now, look toward the sea. And he went up and looked and said, there is nothing. And he said, go again 7 times. I will be centering on the subject of faith. Because when God called me, that was the vision he gave to me. And one of the reasons is because I did not have good education at the initial stage to start ministry. I did not have that kind of opportunity of formal education. Like my father paid the school fees and get me to universities and things like that. I did not have that. As a matter of fact, my family were very much busy. My father married 6 wives. And when you marry 6 wives in Africa and have a lot of children, you don't have a lot of money to take care of everybody. My grandfather had 10. And when you have 10 wives, you know, Africa don't eat salad. They eat men food. So most men are strong. So they're having children every time. So nobody has a lot of time for anybody. But children everywhere. So when God called me, I did not have that opportunity. My mom did a good job to send me to primary school, but she didn't finish it before she died. And when I came to the Lord, it was almost nobody would do that in my community. It's like when you turn born again, it's like you turn born again to get out of the family. I was completely deserted. Nobody want to talk about me. The little school that I had opportunity to do in those days, everything stopped. Nobody want to deal with me because I have left the first church. Now that I'm carrying Bible all everywhere, people are saying, hey, how can we spend money for this guy? We don't spend our money for those that would think that they're going to be somebody. But this one that carries Bible from one place to the other, forget about him. So, all I know was to read it and believe it and act on it. I felt like if I die believing God, that's good enough. It's better to die believing God than to trust the devil and live in the world. Because it makes no sense. So, but as time goes on, I began to study. I realized that there are thousands and millions of people on the planet Earth that God has opened their eyes in the subject of faith. So I lanced myself around them. And I began to learn that a lot of things God told me in those days that I had no word to articulate them. But as I go on, I began to learn. Not necessarily learning how faith works, but learning how to tell other people how it works. Hello? Now, let me start. I have to do a couple of things before I get into the main thing that I want us to do. So by the time I'm done, it might be like 4 o'clock today. How many of you will still be in the church? Now, when I preach more than 1 hour or 45 minutes, he's going to be talking to himself. I know that. You allowed a certain time to preach. So what I'm going to do is try to condense all of them. Put everything together. So by the way, it helped me a great deal. Grace, faith, and works are not fighting each other. You get that clear? Faith, or grace, faith, and works, they are not at war. There are a lot of Christians that present grace, faith, and works as though they are in battlefield or trying to find which one is going to win. But they are not at war. Why? Grace is what God gives. Faith is what you use to get it. Work is your appreciation of it. These three comes together and they play an important role in the life of a child of God. You cannot live by grace and do nothing. You cannot live by grace and commit sin. Grace will only enable you to see who God is and how loving and how powerful. But with faith, you can get it. What you do after you have acquired it will be appreciation. And that's your work. Because faith without work is what? There. So three of them works together. Let's put a hand together for the Lord. Now, number two that I want to clear is that faith is not belief. Belief is not faith. You can believe a whole lot of things without faith in you. I explain. Are you still here? Okay, I explained that. In the book of Mark, chapter 5, verse 27. Let's go back here. Let's get back there. And then we will soon jump up. Are you there? Verse 27. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched him. Look at verse 28. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. Did she believe that if she touched the cloth of Jesus, she would be healed? Did she believe it?
Yes.
Did everybody believe that she believed it?
Yes.
Was she made whole because she believed? You got the key there? So, she had. Bible said that faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. She had about Jesus. She had of Jesus. She believed it. But she was not healed because she had or because she believed. She was healed because she did something with what she believed. You get that clear? So now, faith is not what you believe, but what you do with what you believe. Did you get that clear? So you see a lot of people say, I have faith, but they do nothing. And when you have plenty of faith and do little, your faith is dead. That is why I say that grace, faith, and works, they are not fighting. Because when you say you have faith, more faith that can move mountain, but you never attend the service. You never do anything in the area of giving. You never help anybody. You never participate in anything. What you have is assumption. No faith. Because every true faith comes up with something. She believed it. But she did not get healed until she put her faith to work. Christ finished all redemptive work. But yet, the scripture asks that we work out our salvation. In the book of Philippians chapter 2 verse 12, he said, "Now work out your salvation with fear and what? Trembling." The scripture is not asking us to go and die on the cross. But the scripture is saying is that we will enforce it. We will enforce it, which means enforce it. Bring it into manifestation. If you say you believe it, if you say you have it, enforce it, because Jesus paid the price. Hallelujah. So, and that's what happened with the healing. There are people that when you lay hands on them, they are healed instantly. And there are people that when you lay hands on them, nothing happens. But if they really believe that Jesus has healed them, or that the prayer works, they will get up and begin to make a move. That move is faith into action. They believed it. They made a move. For instance, if they, you know, you, if you follow the Bible, there are a lot of things the Bible tells us, but it did not go in details. Like when Peter saw the crippled man and they say, "In the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk." The man did not get up and walk. What did Peter do? Peter stretched forth his hand and pulled him up. Because though Peter said, "In the name of Jesus, get up and walk," the man was still sitting down there. And Peter knew that if I allow this man to sit there still, he's not going to walk. So he stretched forth his hand, pulled him out. And the Bible said his ankle bones received strength. So that's how faith works. Now, let me give you another revelation as we go on. Remember, believe, faith, manifestation. We are not doing goofy things of writing a check of $1,000 when we know we have only $200 in account, hoping that it will work. That is not how it works. But I will explain this. But when the assurance of faith, and thus says the Lord, is understood, then that could be practiced. People think that faith is like, "I have faith. Just give me 1 second. Clap for me now while I drink my water." That's what I tell them to do in Nigeria, so that everybody will be walking. So, for instance, let me explain this way. You are a good brother. You can hear God. And right now, you know 100% sure that what you have in your account is $20,000. And here is pastor preaching. And all of a sudden, God of heaven. Now, I'm not saying that pastor persuaded you. Listen attentively. I am not saying that you just read the scriptures where they told you how to act faith. But he was speaking. And God of heaven, remember what I said. And God, everybody say God, of heaven. And you know that it was God of heaven that told you to write a check of $50,000 and put it here. But you know that you have only $20,000. Now what will you do? I get them. I did not say the preacher persuaded you. I did not say you read it out of the scriptures, what somebody did. But I said you believed God. And while he was talking, God of heaven
spoke to you, and you know it was God, that said, write a check of 50,000 and put it before the altar, whereas you know that what you have is 20,000, what will you do? Now, this is where we have problem. Because a preacher who wants money can stand up and tell you, it doesn't matter. Write a check. By the time you hit the bank, the money will come, whether God said or not. But you, as a believer in Christ, you will be thinking, did God tell me to do that? Is the preacher saying it? But when you know that God said it, that God do it, okay, let me tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to write the check. But when I write the check, I'm going to be doing it not based on preacher. Not based. Now listen, I don't want us to do goofy things. But I want to explain this. I am not doing it because the preacher said. I'm not doing it because I think. I will be doing it because I know for sure that God told me to do it. Did you get that clear? Now, the idea here is this. Every time God tells you to do something, there is always battle between the mind and the spirit. There is always battle between belief and faith. That's where I'm going. If you obey God, that word God said, write 50,000, is capable enough to generate the money that the check will not bounce. But if you do it on assumption, it will not work. If you do it by persuasion, you remember two words, assumption and what? Persuasion. It will not go. It will not work. But if you do it by revelation, it will work. And the revelation is only given to you. Okay? Now, this is how I explain this. Peter has toiled all night. Is that in the Bible? He toiled all night. This is professional fisherman. But during the day, Jesus appeared. Now they can see the Sea of Galilee. No fish. Everything is empty. But here, when Jesus came, Jesus said, okay, let me use your boat. Peter surrendered his boat. And after the use, Jesus said, okay, now move a little bit to the deep and then let down your net. Peter could stand there and look his account details. Say, hey, what is the big deal here? There's no fish. I'm looking at the sea. There's no fish. And besides this, fish doesn't come to this kind of place by this time of the day. They're in the deep ocean. And Peter went through a lot of things in his mind. But at the end, Peter said, at thy word. Oh. Amen. Did you get that? Amen. But you have to stay long enough to hear his voice before launching into the deep. That's where we have problem. Because preacher said it, people are doing it. Because I had somebody that said it, people are doing it. If you do it because somebody else did it, you may not get the same result because you are not that somebody else that did it. But if God has told you and you know it's God that said it, let your mind rumble. The word of God is capable enough of producing even when you have nothing left. Okay? Good. It was not the expertise of Peter that drew the fish. It was not because he has a strong net that the fish came. It is the act of obedience on what Jesus said, let down your net, without minding what is happening. That is how I bought my first vehicle. That is how I ended up in owning a building. That is how I ended up in having a doctorate degree. Now, let me tell you something. There are a lot of places I have been, and people told me there is no way to go there. But when God said go, I did not stay in my house. I get out and start going. Where are you going? I don't know, but God said go. Okay. That word go is my power. That word of God is my strength. I am not doing it because of you. I'm not doing it to make anybody happy. I'm doing it because God said. And then I moved. Remember this. The Bible said that the word of God is a lamp unto our feet, not a torchlight. Torchlight, you can see far off. But lamp, you can see as far as your feet can step into. So when God gives you a light, and you know that this light is of God, step into it. You may not see clearly, but once you know it is God, step into it. And that is how so many people today got good education. The same opportunity that others had, it was the same opportunity that you have. But they are at home counting money. How am I going to pay for this? My mama got no money. My papa got no money. Where are we going to get the money? But somebody who prayed and God said, go. Even though you have no money, you entered and said, register my name there. You don't even have money for registration, but you registered your name because you are convinced that God will help you out there. I have had a lot of students give testimonies that the scholarship came only when they register. Scholarship does not come when you stay in your house sleeping. Scholarship comes when you step out without minding quarters in the bank. But you have to be sure in your spirit that God said, go. Is that all right? Can I hear somebody say, praise the Lord? Say it like you mean it. Praise the Lord. Say it one more time. Praise the Lord. Now, I am closing. This is the first close. Everybody say the first close. You know, preachers, preachers close up to 5 or 7 times. So I've done the first one. Second, remember, believe is systematic. It's a part of systematic theology. Believe is a part of planning and order. But faith is always action of what you believe. Faith can be spontaneous. And that is the reason when Jesus heals, he has no methodology of healing. You remember Jesus, there was some blind men that he saw. Some of them he spit. Some of them he made clay. And now we're not going to make a doctrine out of it that any blind person you see, you spit on the ground, make clay and put on their eyes. It was spontaneous. Some of them he said, go and wash. Some of them he gave them different things. Because it depends on the individual. Can I get somebody to say big amen? Amen. Now, if the Holy Spirit will... Okay, let me put it this way. We all members of the body of Christ. But if an angel of God will appear here now, stand... And the length, the height will be like from here to here, and the big, with all the color rainbows here. What do you think is going to happen here? There will be diversities of reactions. And yet, we are in the same body. The angel appeared for us, but some people will be crying right here. Some people will lie on the floor. Some people will collapse. Some will be shedding tears. Some will be jumping up and down with joy. So let me put it this way. God pour his spirit. We receive it. And we react. Based on our makeup. Amen. Amen. Alright. So you didn't understand that. But did you get that one?
So all I'm trying to say is that faith is spontaneous. Action helps to bring one's faith into now. Any action that helps to bring your faith into now is what makes sense. And that's what faith is all about. Every time you see Pastor Bill stand up here, or the First Lady, I don't know if you use that word here, stand up here to minister. Sometimes preachers can spend 2 hours preaching. Do you know what we are doing? What we are doing is to bring you and the Savior into now. Everybody say now. Not yesterday. The blood has been shed thousands of years ago. But that blood that shed 2,000 years ago cannot be relevant unless it is brought into. Everybody say into now. Because once we can bring it into now, then it will work in your life now. This is the essence of long preaching. This is the essence of dancing and shouting and praying and believing God. All we are doing is to bring it into now so that you can see Jesus standing while you are walking and both of you will meet, because that is when it will happen. And that is what faith is all about. Action. Everybody say action.
Action.
I have to say this. Don't be afraid. Everybody say don't be afraid. From my own personal researches, I discovered that there are only 2 places that are completely perfect. One is heaven. Heaven is perfect because the enemy, the devil, is cast out. And God is completely in control. But planet Earth is not all that perfect. There are a lot of dummies out here. They think they know, but they don't really know. So another place, again, that you can see relatively perfection is graveyard. Because when you get to graveyard, everything there is dead. Nothing moves. But as long as you are here, there is a tendency of making mistakes. So don't be afraid of making mistakes. God will correct and direct you. Your greatest mistake will be never to try. And this is where ministers, the young ministers, listen attentively. That's where we make mistakes. Of trying to have something that you don't know what it is. Goosebumps. Before you can believe the word of God. You start from somewhere to get somewhere. If you don't make a move, nothing happens. And nothing is perfect from the beginning except God himself. But as long as we are here, you're going to make some mistakes. So when you get out of this church, don't try to defend God by saying that, don't worry yourself, sickness is of God. Don't worry yourself, destruction is of God. Because when we say that, it is not of God. Religion, we say, why do you say that God works in mysterious ways? God works in mysterious ways, but God does not go against his word. So anything that destroys, anything that is of the devil is of the devil. Sickness is not good. Poverty is not good. I come from Africa. I know what poverty can do to people. So I don't like poverty. Hello? The little money that God gave to me, I know how I can influence others. The little money God blessed me with, I know the impact I can create. For somebody to preach to me and say, it is the will of God for me to stay poor, I will say, take the poverty and give me the blessings. I will do better with that. But religion will tell you, don't say it like that because you may hurt some people. It will be correct to tell you where God comes, where the enemy comes, so that you know that God is on your side to fight the cancer. Because when you realize that God is on your side to fight the cancer. God is on your side to get a good job. God is on your side to get healing. God is on your side for prosperity. God is on your side for good house. God is on your side for good home. God is on your side for blessings. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At least that is cleared up. You know now who your enemy is. And I know that a lot of us, the preachers, will try to make people feel good. God could do that just to make you humble. God can create the atmosphere of confusion just to get your attention. This is not God. It is your negligence to your activity that create the atmosphere of chaos. It's not God. But God can work something out of it. But it's not God. It is the will of God to bless you. Complete. Even right now, whatever sickness that may be on your body, maybe somebody justified it. Don't justify it. Oh my goodness, what's wrong with the American time? American time is not correct. Anyway, I will go on. A friend of mine told me this. He said, it is better to try and fail than to succeed in doing nothing. So, but for you as a child of God, success is guaranteed before you start. So there's no need to fear for failure. Because with God, with Jesus, you are success already. So you can go on. Let me give you one illustration, one idea. And then we begin to close. Close number two. Well, I'm doing well. Hallelujah. Acts of the Apostles 20 verse 32. Acts of the Apostles 20:32. If you find it, you can read it out of the congregation. Acts of the Apostles chapter 20 verse 32. Just quick. Okay, I read. I am now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. I'm not going to go and explain this. I don't have to go long way on this. But it's important to note that the word of faith is what introduces you. The word of faith, the word of God, is what builds you up. The word of God is what introduces you. The word of God is what gives you position among his saints. The word of God enables you to inherit and enjoy the privileges of power here on earth. You cannot believe defeat and talk defeat and expect victory. It doesn't work. Because when you believe defeat and talk defeat, you get defeat. But when you believe victory and talk victory, you get it. It is better for you to aim really high than to go under. Because no matter how high you go, when you get there, you meet God. You can never go higher than God. And of course, when God began to bless you, God will connect you and use you as instruments here on earth. Every child of God has the ability to inherit something among the saints of God. Oh. This one alone could take me a long time to explain. But let me say it this way. There are nations of the earth that are praying and believing that one day they will come to America. That's all their heart desire.
Because they believe that every opportunity is here in the United States.
And it is truth.
But here we are in America. You still find some people who are dying for nothing
with all the blessings here in America.
Why?
Bible said the world will give you inheritance. The world will build you. The world will give you inheritance.
God can remold you by his word and use you as instrument in these last days.
Touch your heart, brother. The big guy, touch your heart.
No, you are the big one.
Amen. Now listen.
How many of us here believe that God can endow something in the life of this brother and give him some kind of revelation that in 5 years' time, his wealth will touch nations of the earth?
How many believe that?
Do you believe that in yourself? Do you get that? Now listen again. The word will give you inheritance among the brethren. Why do you need another inheritance among your brethren? It is because there are things to inherit, but nobody is taking it. But when you know the word will give you inheritance. There are things here that you don't know. There are things here that God put together. There are things here that are waiting for somebody who will know the word of God, who will step into the word of God and get it.
We never knew that we have oil in my hometown until somebody discovered it. Now they are building an airport at the back of my house.
It was there. It has been there. When thousands of my people died as a result of poverty, the oil was at the back of my house. There were gold heaped up in Ghana when thousands of people are dying as a result of starvation until somebody got the inheritance and they discovered it.
My prayer is that God will open our eyes so that everybody will see. Let's get into the word and let the word give you inheritance. Because when the word of God gives you inheritance among your brethren, whether you have 2 doctorate degrees or not, it doesn't matter. Because the revelation that comes from God supersedes human knowledge. Amen. When God shows you a secret, intellectuals will line up to tap into it. It is not necessarily how much you know, but what you do with what you know. Everybody say closing number
3.
Closing number 3. Now let's get back to the place we read. Where did we read? Isaiah chapter what? No, 1 Kings chapter what? 1 Kings 18. We read from verse 41 to 44. 46, is that right? Now, I'm not going to go and tell you the story of what happened here. You know exactly what happened there. But I want you to read it from verse 1. You hear how Israel rebelled. You have there was no rain and how the God was, you know, the Ahab was searching for the prophet of God and all that. But at the end of it all, he met Elijah. And the man of God sends his child, his, his apprentice, said, "Look, go." In fact, let's read this so that we get it close. You get it in your heart. And then that will be my closing number 4. And then I'll close number 5. Come on, number 6, number 7. Pew, we close. All right. So, verse 40, what? 43. Is that 43? "And said to his servant, 'Go up now. Look toward the.'" Look toward what? "And he went up and looked and said, 'There is nothing.'
And he said, go again, 7 times.
That talks like Pastor Bill talking. Because Pastor Bill will preach the same message over and over. Just like I do. We preach the same message 7 days. Preach it on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We begin again 7 times. Monday, Tuesday, help me now. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Monday, we begin again. Saturday, Sunday.
That means the word faith, it cometh. The word cometh is a continuous tense. You got to listen to it all the time. You hear it over and over. There are things you thought you know. But when you hear it up to 4 times, you will realize that you didn't really know it. Because we have what we call word of faith, and we have also spirit of faith. The spirit of faith has to go with the revelation. So you can hear it and hear it and hear it and hear it until you get the revelation of it. Once you did not have the revelation of it, keep on hearing. Because once you get the revelation of it, you continue to hear. That revelation will continue to multiply. But when you send a servant and said, go, he said, I've tried. I just looked at once and come back and do come back. No, no. It doesn't work like that. And again, let's begin to break it down. Why did he say, look to the sea? He should have said, look to the bush. He should have said, look to the ground. He should have said, look unto the mountain. But he did not say, look unto all those areas. He said, look toward where? The sea. Everybody said, look toward the sea. Why the sea? Real faith will always focus on the area of actionability. It focuses on the areas of legitimacy of action. Real faith is important to note that the sea is a division of an ocean created by God, and the fact that clouds are the suspended waters from the sea that makes up the rain. Listen, cloud is a visible mass of water or ice particle suspended at atmosphere. Smoke or dust can easily create, cloud. But nobody wants the cloud of smoke, because cloud of smoke will always rain smoke. But a cloud of water will always rain water. Let me put it this way. In actuality, on this earth, the cloud that we see is the rain that evaporated from the earth that went up. Rain is water falling, drops from vapor condensed in the atmosphere. Let me say this. Faith is a spiritual tangibility whereby universe we are made. God did not create the universe out of nothing. He used the force of faith. And let me say this. Faith is the release of built momentum. Explain this. How many times have we come to church and somebody is praying for cloud, for rain to come? I want God to pour me rains of blessings. How much a cloud have you made? From where will your rain come? Pastor, did you hear that? Somebody in the church, he doesn't tithe. He doesn't give offering. He's not interested in supporting mission. Every time he comes to church, he wants to take something out. But he's praying that God will rain blessings. From where will that rain come? Because rain comes. Before it rain, it will go from this earth up into the cloud. Now this is a part of science. And this is the truth. Rain does not fall out of heaven. When the rain falls, it's as a result of the waters from the ocean that has gone up and condensed and stayed there in the cloud. And rain falls. So one day, your rain will fall. But now, you're going to continue to make the cloud.
Amen.
That was why the prophet said, go, look toward the cloud. Because that is the area of actionability. That is the area of action. Faith does not necessarily go for nothing. Before faith will begin to happen in like that, boom, 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 there is always faithfulness. Because faith has to do with faithfulness. Faith has to do with deposit. It's built in momentum.
Oh, Jesus.
So it's not coming from nothing. It's coming from something. Sometime in Finland, it rained fish. And fish did not flow from heaven. It was from the earth that it went up. And then it came down. I want to say to some of you here that are faithful, every time you are there giving, you give your time. Last time I was here, I saw you. Yeah. You give your time. You give your money. You give your energy. You give your prayers. You give everything you have. What are you doing, brother? You are building your cloud. Amen. And it will rain. That was why he said, go, look toward the sea. Because that's where it comes. You built a momentum with a foreign preacher or no foreign preacher. One day will come when you hear, whoa! And you'll be saying, why? What happened? What happened? God is saying, enough is enough. This is the time to reap. Because you planted it. And it's time to reap. Can I hear somebody say big amen?
Amen.
Say it one more time. Amen.
Amen.
Say it again. Amen.
Amen.
Say it again. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I got only 5-10 minutes left. And I'm going to use it. Close number 5. So I got how many closing now? And I got 2 left. Hallelujah. I got a little time. I still got time. Now, he said, when Elijah wants to pray, the Bible records that he put his face between his knees. That's a difficult thing to do. How many of you can do it? I don't know how to do that. But what it means is that you take your head, put your head on the hip. And by the time you finish that, you may roll over. Nobody wants to do that. But that's what Elijah did. The Bible said that he put his head behind his knees. And then he said, go now and watch. Why? And let me give you this revelation. I will close number 6. What it simply means is that whenever your head is between your knees, your heart is above your head. Everything we talk about faith is beyond your head. If you want to use your head, your brain to follow God, you miss it. If you want to use psychology to follow God, you do what? You miss it. You must follow God from your heart. You must put your head under the knees. And it has to go with prayers. Everybody say prayers. It has to go with prayers. It has to go with submitness. You see, God knows better than you do. The Bible says that by searching, no one will search at God. So forget about following God with your brain, because it will not work. And forget about tricking the devil with your mind, because it won't work. That guy has been old enough that he knows all the tricks you can play. And you can't trick him out. But when your heart is fixed on the Lord, it actually goes on. It is a sign of putting your heart above your head. Let my head rumble, but let my heart stay with God. Faith is not fear. Faith is trusting God. Faith is the action you have with your Father. There are a lot of things God may tell us to do that may not sound good. Whether it sounds good or not, once it is so with God, convince your mind to follow God. Have I done 30 minutes? I have done 30 minutes, so I'm closing now. This one will close number
6.
Okay. How come there was a little cloud? The Bible said when he went on the 7th time, he
It says, little cloud like man's hand. Everybody say, like man's hand. That is the last one I will use. Little cloud like man's hand. Well, it seems to me like God is limited without your cooperation. What did I say? God is limited without your cooperation. Your small move of faith will attract the finger of God for outpouring of rain. James 2:24-26 said, faith without work is dead. Put a demand on it. Ask it something to do. Faith comes by hearing and grows by exercise. And I have to say, avoid aiming without shooting. Aiming. In those days, we used to... My time is up. In those days, we used to go for hunting. How many of you have ever hunted before? Good. You go for hunt. Here is animal. You cock your gun. Ooh, yeah, yeah. Ooh, yeah, yeah. You are aiming. You are there aiming. 2 minutes, you are aiming. That animal is an animal, but it got sense. So by the time you aim for 10 minutes, the thing is gone. You're not going to get anything. Because you are only aiming without shooting. If it is a bird, you see the bird, you want to go. You want to shoot the bird. And then you're looking like this. Oh, should I shoot it from the east or from the west or from the north or from the south? And by the time you finish all your dumbling and doubt and unbelief, the bird will do what? Fly away. So that is not faith. Aiming without shooting. Now, how about you who have been praying to get a house? What have you done about it? You have been aiming without shooting. So, if you continue to aim to get without shooting, you will continue to aim. Because there is always a reason why you should be aiming without shooting. They didn't get that one. You think everybody got it? There is always a reason to aim without it. For instance, you are a young girl. You want to go and enroll to study computer, which will take you 4 years. Or you want to enroll to study nursing, which will take you 4 years. And by the time you're out, you are doing something far better than what you are doing. There is always enough reason not to do it. And then you will aim and say, okay, August, I will do it. August will come and expire. You say, November. November will come and expire. You say, January next year, when it's winter, when I don't have anywhere to go, then I go to school. And then winter will come and you're not going to do it. There's always a reason. So you are aiming without shooting. What will happen is that 1 year will go, 2 years will go, 3 years will go, 4 years will go, and somebody who did not aim like you did has already graduated. Now you are still begging the person for money. You should have gone in that time shooting instead of aiming. Now, how about you want to get a house? You want to buy a house. And you know that this is where God wants you to be. And you are aiming. You looked at it. You went. You said, tomorrow I will come. You look again. You went. By the time you come back again, somebody has bought it. And then you said, well, if it is the will of God, I should have gotten it. Correct. And then you travel to somewhere else. You saw another one. You aim. You aim. You look at it. You call pastor for prayer request. And then you left. Next week, you come back again. You checked it. You looked at it. And you left. Well. And by the time you know it, somebody has got it. Now, you were 40 when you were doing the aiming. Now you are 55. By the time you know it, you are 60. Aha. Uh-huh. We're going to take you back to Africa. Huh? But how about the stupid thing that I did when I needed a car? I call it stupid thing because that's my fate. I tried everything. I didn't have the money. I went. I was looking for the car to buy. I saw this car. I moved into this car. I liked it. My faith tells me that this is your car. I lay a hand immediately. I shoot. Ooh,
I laid hands on the roof of that car. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, nobody will buy this car until I pay for it. I am the owner of this car. This car, you are coming to me. I take you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now listen. Listen to me. I prayed. I went to the man. I offered. I said, this is how much I'm going to pay. The man told me, said, no, it will not work. But I have prayed. I have let my something, have you know, I have done something. Something is going on. Is that good enough? By the time you know it, I began to pray that God will bless that man in such a way that he will forget about that car, because that car is mine. And by the time I went back again the second time, the man asked me, how much do you price the car? I told him, he said, you better come and get the car because nobody wants to take the car. Now, the man did not even know why he was blessed. He was blessed so that he will have enough to allow me to take the car, because that is mine. I have exercised my faith. Not my belief. I have put my belief into work. And that's what happened. When some people are prayed for, maybe you have problem on your legs, and after the prayer, you are walking back and you are still going like this. And the devil is saying to you, are you sure you are healed? What are these fake things these people are saying? Pastor told me that he lay hands on me, I'm healed. But I still have the pain. If you don't understand it, you say, yeah, that's true. The pain is still on there. I wonder when he's going to pray again so that I can get my healing. But how about after the prayers, you say, God, I thank you. Your word said so. And I believe it. I am healed right now. And you begin to walk. And your leg is paying you. You are saying to your leg, hey, listen attentively. I am the owner. I am the owner of this leg. Okay? That's what I'm saying. Let your head rumble. But let your heart be above your head. Now the Spirit of God dwells in your heart. Now you can say, leg, I'm telling you, you don't understand. My mind, I'm telling you, you don't understand. I have been healed by the stripes of Jesus Christ. And you're still going like this. You don't understand. By the time I sleep and wake up, you will understand. When you sleep and wake up, you didn't understand. You say again, by the time I wake up next week, you'll understand. I tell you something, you will see God perform miracles in your life. Every single one of us ought to be healed. You are healed. You are blessed. You got a new job. Your name is favor. You are a blessed woman. You are a blessed man. Everything you touch prospers. And when it did not show up like prospering, don't let your mind control you. Let your heart control you. Shall we stand on our feet? Everybody say, faith works. Say it again. Faith works. Say it one more time. Faith works. Does it work?
Yes.
Say it again. Faith works. One more time. Faith works. Say it like a minute. Faith works.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You can get the new job. You can get the new job. Don't tell me there is no job in town. There's plenty of job. If you don't have enough job, you create one job. Because we have the creative ability of God in us. Now, what I'm going to do is to help and enforce it. Everybody say, enforce it. That is why we pray together. America is one of the strongest countries in the world today. But everybody in America seems to behave very well. They drive very well here. If you want to test driving, come to Lagos. If you drive for 2 miles, then I'll call you a good driver. Here, everybody seems to know exactly what to do. But back home, everybody is number one. The traffic light will be red. If it is green, if it is yellow, Some people will be coming through the side. Some people coming through the left. And somebody is behind you blowing. Pop, 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 pop. Get out of the road. Get out if you cannot drive. Get out. But what did the government do? Government will select few individuals. We'll give them badge. Call them police officer. Or sometimes they call them law enforcement agents. And that's what we are. Pastor Bill and myself, we are law enforcement agents. Because sometimes they must not understand that they are out. You understand what I'm saying? So we are law enforcement agents. How do we enforce it? We enforce it by saying, hey, Satan, what are you doing? Cancer, what are you doing in that body? You are an illegal alien. You're not supposed to stay in that body. We command the sickness to go because he is an intruder. Sometimes the mentality, depression will come. Tell me why people here in America will commit suicide with all the benefits. Why? Mental depression. But here we are in the altar to enforce the law. Hey, depression! You don't belong here! For God has given us the spirit of joy and power, one of a sound mind. We command you, go! And somebody is there staying. I don't know what to do to get out of the mood of poverty. And here is African man telling you it's possible. You have the creative ability of God in you. God can show you what to do. And some people are afraid if they get a lot of money, they may backslide. I will give you my address. When you get a lot of money and you don't know what to do with it, send it to Pastor Bill. He will send it to me. I know what to do with it so that you will not backslide. Pastor, does that sound good? There are a lot of people in the church that they say, I want to stay humble. I don't want to get plenty of money because if I get plenty of money, I may think of something evil. There are a lot of good things to do with money. We concentrate on those ones. I want everybody to come. Let's enforce it. Oh, it's 20 minutes gone? It's 20 minutes. It's my own African 20 minutes. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. 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 Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. If God can pick me, some of you don't understand. I was not even born in a hospital. I was born inside the bush. You know what I mean by bush? That means my mama did not even go to hospital to give birth to me. And I did not have date of birth till today. I don't know when I was born. That means I can celebrate my birthday every day. What I want us to do is this. Is there any illegal aliens in your life? Whatever it is, whether it is depression, whether it is lack, whether it is lack of joy, whether it is, you know, whatever. You're looking for a job, and God said that you have to work so that you have to give to those that are in need. And if you're out of job, how will that scripture be fulfilled? So joblessness is not correct. So you got to get a job. So you have to tell God, I need a job, and I want it now. Amen. Amen. If God has called you to do anything in the kingdom of God, but sickness is withholding you. Don't let sickness depress you. Just get up and start doing something as much as you can do. But remember this. God's will is for you to stay healthy. Then we fight. If you see yourself going toward dragging you to drugs, there is no cure in drugs. I have tried it. It did not work. You know, sometimes you can be high. But by the time you get low, you'll be in the pit. So it's better to stay with God. I want everybody, your head bowed, your eyes closed. You can talk to God. If you need anything,
Don't just act on the believing side. Put your belief to work. Jesus said, he that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh, findeth. He that knocketh, to him the door openeth. I decree, in the name that is above every name, Jesus of Nazareth, I stand here with my brother, the angel you placed in this church. We agree and speak revelation, prosperity into your life. Don't belittle yourself. May God give you ideas to enable you to succeed. May God give you opportunities to enable you to succeed. The wants that you have, the doors that are openly closed, mindu kara sekli blo hushikara labu sentanda regebro body there. The doors that are open to you, and the enemy is trying to close it. We enforce the law of liberty into your life, and we command the hand of the devil to go.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Larikimo. Let the freedom reign. Let the power of the Almighty envelop you. You are the healed one. You are not the sick one trying to get healed. What is the power of cancer? In the blood of Jesus Christ. What is the power of any kind of sickness? In the blood of Jesus Christ. When the blood flows, every sickness is gone. By faith, I release the flow of the miraculous blood into your system now, flushing away every impediment.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, cancer, die! In the name of Jesus, cancer, blood pressure, high blood pressure, any over, lymphoma, diabetes.
Yes.
I command now.
Hallelujah.
Pain at the back.
Glory.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
I decree deafness. I decree any kind of sickness to leave your body now. We decree joy. We decree peace. We decree flow of the Spirit of God. And Father, we just thank you. You get that new job. That new job, you receive it and celebrate it. Whatever your need is, with God, nothing shall be impossible. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. It's written here. I want you to lift your hands up and just begin to thank God. Just thank Him for healing. Thank Him for that. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah, Lord. We thank you,
Father. Open your mouth. Just thank Him. Just thank Him. Just thank Him. Use this time. Thank God. Thank God. Just thank Him for greater opportunity. Thank God for blessing you. Thank God for the new job. Thank God for good health. Thank God for your new baby. Who said you can never be pregnant? Just thank God for your new baby. Thank God for the new opportunities. Jesus is good. God bless you. 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 May God use you to touch life of others. May God use you to be an answer to people's prayer. Never you belittle yourself. You're greater than you think you are. In Jesus' name, everybody say amen.
Amen.
Do we have olive oil here? Now, no, wait. What we are going to do is we just shake hands with you. I anoint my hands with olive oil. I shake hands with you and you just go. All it means is that whatever you prayed for, you believe it, we have it done. Amen?
Amen.
So we agree with you today. Hallelujah. You got the answer in Jesus' name. Bless you. You got the answer in Jesus' name. Bless you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hey, this pulpit is anointed. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. God bless you. God bless you. Keep smiling for Jesus. You are blessed in Jesus' name. Bless you. Hallelujah. Beautiful. God bless you, Mama. God bless you really good. God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Jesus loves you. Mama, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Mama, God bless you. God bless you. Bless you. Bless you, my sister. Bless you. Hey, God bless you. Bless you, Mama. God bless you. God bless you really good. You are blessed, sir. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hey, more than enough. Hallelujah. You are blessed. You are blessed. Just blessed. Blessed, 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 blessed. God bless you, my sister. Hallelujah. Bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hey, God bless you. Hallelujah. God bless you. Good. Bless you. Hallelujah. Bless you, sir. God bless you. God bless you, sir. God bless you. You are completely made whole. No power will stop you. Hallelujah. God bless you, sir. God bless you. God bless you, sir. Hallelujah. Congratulations. You made it.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. God bless you, young lady. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God we made it through. Bless you, sir. You want it on your head, wherever you want. Shake my hand, sir. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Isn't God good?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Hallelujah. You know, there are times you hear something and it registers with you. You know what I mean? It registers on your spirit.
Yes.
There are other times you hear something and you know that's something, that's the key, that's the answer, that fits.
Yeah.
But if you're not careful, you could forget it. So go by the bookstore and get the CD. And like Bishop Obadiki said, faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing. You don't hear it once and get it. Many times you have to hear it again and again. Let's give Bishop Obadiki a big hand. Thank God.
Hallelujah.
Let's pray. Father, thank you for the word of God. Thank you for the man of God. Thank you for your grace today and what we've heard. And we make a decision to apply what we heard and to let our faith work instead of die. Amen?
Amen.
God is so good.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, for your grace.
Yes.
You are dismissed. God bless you. There are refreshments downstairs. Be blessed. Have a great week. God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, my sister. Bless you. Bless you. Praise the Lord.
God bless you, Jackie. How you doing? Good, good, good. Good word, Bishop. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Very good.
Bless you.
Very good.
Thank you for that Christmas revelation
bless you.
That cloud.
Yeah.
That's important. Thank you for
Amen.
That.
Amen.
Thank you for
Amen.
That.
Bless you. Thank you.
Right. Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
Yeah, I heard.
Amen.
Act on it.
Amen. Glory.
Let me turn the recorder off. It's in your pocket.
Oh, okay.
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 And well, here we'll. No, you want to leave that on? I'm just going to turn it off.
Oh.
We'll take that off in the office.
Okay. No. This.
Well, clip came on.
Okay.
Okay, I'll take the whole thing.
So, is it?
Yeah.
Is it something we can fix?
Oh yeah.
Oh,
it
okay.
just pops on.
Oh, okay.
It pops on. It's fine.
Oh, I thought.
Thank you, man of God.
Oh, bless you.
Thank you, man.
Thank you. Yeah. Good.